Coming up in August, you're going to be making a run. Tell us a little bit about it. It's the third time you're doing it. What made you decide to want to go in the first place?
Well, 3 years ago, I did an online challenge. It was a running challenge, but the funds were all going to basically foundations that were not necessarily close to me, right? So then in 2018, I decided to create something. That's when the first Northern Trek happened. So I ran from Grand Prairie to Peace River. Last year I did Edson to Jasper, although I had to split that one in two because I ended up in high level for the Chuckett Creek wildfire, and that interrupted my training. And that's why this year I'm actually heading back up north, and I'll be running from Paddle Prairie to high level and from La Crete to high level for a total of about 185, 190 kilometers. And once again, all the funds are going to the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation. What's different this year is, though, is that with all the COVID reality that we're living in, I haven't been able to train during the winter months because the gyms were closed. So now I pushed my run back to the month of August for this year. And it turns out that the foundation's having a hard time as well because a lot of their fundraisers and their opportunities at trade shows to raise funds have been canceled, right? So this might actually be one of the very few, if not the only, large fundraiser that they'll be able to get for this year.
And being able to do it, it's a long distance. How many days would it take you to do a 185 kilometer run or hours?
I'd say I'll split in 4 days to be safe. In the worst case scenario, there's nothing that's, I'm never putting days in stone. I'd rather, you know, take the extra time off and do it at a pace that I can, one, complete it safely, and like that I can do it again in following years. Because there's nothing worse than hurting yourself and not being able to complete your journey.
Very true. And say, how much have you raised in the first 2 years?
So first year I raised 12,550, I believe. And last year I raised 13,005.
Do you have a goal for this year?
You know what? The more the merrier. I don't want to set it too high. I don't want to set too low. But the more that I can raise, it all goes for a great cause. If people are interested in sponsoring, whether it's a leg. So portions of the race I'm selling for $500, whether it's a business or other fire departments. If people want to personally donate, they can also do so by going to my Facebook page. It's called Northern Trek for CFFF. And from there's a link at the top of the page for a CanadaHelps.org link for sponsorship and donations.
Awesome. And I guess in that one, too, it's for a charity for fallen firefighters. And I know you guys are amazing. You guys put your lives on the line any time that phone rings. Do you personally know anyone who's had to benefit from this charity or be affiliated with it because a firefighter that maybe you were close with lost their life? Is there a reason that this one to you is so special?
It's special to me because it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood. So regardless of which service you are, you're all wearing a helmet, you're wearing the same outfit, and you're putting your life forward for other people's. So this foundation specifically works to help the families and colleagues of firefighters that lost their lives in line of duty. Personally, I've lost some close friends locally. However, based on circumstances, right, they might have not have been actual line of duty deaths. However, there have been some in Northern Alberta in the past few years that have been recognized.